Brian Lehrer and WNYC. A couple of quick updates on things we've been talking about today. In just a few minutes ago from Greece, according to the AP, the Greek Prime Minister Papandreou is vowing to stay and lead his country out of the debt crisis. Some people have been calling for his government to completely fall. He shuffled his cabinet instead. And we were talking earlier about who might replace Anthony Weiner in Congress and how that seat might get redistricted out of existence. So that person might be in office for only a year. And would they then get a pension for the rest of their life for having served in Congress for a year? And the answer is you have to be in Congress for 5 years, according to what we read looking it up, in order to be vested in the pension plan. Just thought you'd like to know. And it's not just Friday. It's follow-up Friday when we dig a little deeper on things that came up briefly during the week. On Wednesday, we had tennis legend Billie Jean King on the show. She was here to talk about First Lady Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign and some other things. But a listener posted a comment on the website talking about the steep increase in the cost of permits to use New York City Parks Department tennis courts. Let's listen to this back. You'll hear my voice first. We have a question on our website from a listener who wants to know, quote, why the USTA did not come to the aid of working and middle-class New York tennis enthusiasts and make a formal stand against Mayor Bloomberg's increase of public tennis court fees to $200 per season, doubling in 1 year, making tennis prohibitive to many middle-class New York families. Is this an issue you're aware of?
No, I was not. I'm very thankful that someone brought it to my attention. I think it's probably the cost of taking care of the maintenance, if I had to take an uneducated guess. But I think I'm going to go find out about that.
All right. Billie Jean King on Wednesday. So we called the U.S. Tennis Association this morning to find out if they had considered intervening, at least raising their voices on behalf of middle-class tennis players in the city. A spokesman said there may have been behind-the-scenes conversations between the USTA and the Parks Department on the issue. He said he would check. But what about those fees? Why are they so high? Here to talk about the permits and about tennis in New York parks and the department's budget, we have Robert Garofola, Deputy Parks Commissioner for Management and Budget. Deputy Commissioner, thank you so much for coming on WNYC. Hi.
Brian, hi. Thank you for having me here.
So can you give us a direct answer to the question? First of all, why did the tennis permit prices double this year?
Brian, it's been a difficult year for the city in general in terms of the finances that are happening in New York. The Parks Department, like many other agencies throughout the city, has had to take, you know, many budget cuts and also increase revenue. So we've really tried to come up with a combination of different ways to meeting our goal, and one of them was to increase revenues. We don't relish that at all. It's something that it's a difficult decision that we had to make, but we felt, you know, with tennis courts being open April through November, it's an eight-month season. People can use the tennis permits unlimited amount of time. And also, we feel, you know, that in terms of tennis, this is, you know, something that we felt it was something, you know, not something we really wanted to do, but something we thought, you know, was something necessary to do. And also, it's the issue of trying to keep our facilities open, running, keeping them maintained, and keeping the hours going, and basically not having layoffs of staff. So that was the goals of what we were trying to do. I know not everyone's going to be happy with that, but that was what we were doing. I'd also like to say that we're not increasing the fees for children and young adults who are up to 18 years of age, and also seniors who are 62 and over. We've kept that at $20 and $10. $10 for children and young adults, and $20 for seniors.
I know one tennis player who feels singled out, who checked to see what happened with other permits and discovered that softball field permits, for example, you know, that people got before the season that's now in swing, did not go up at all this year. So were tennis players singled out?
Brian, no, they weren't singled out. As a matter of fact, the ball field permits went up this year as well. And also our rec center fee increases. We also had rec center fee increases also that occurred this year. So, no, the tennis permits were not increased. They were not, you know, singled out at all.
But did they go up by the same percentage? Doubling is a lot.
In terms of our rec center fees, they did go up the same amount. In terms of ball fields, they did not double, but they came close to being doubled.
The last time the Parks Department doubled the tennis permit fee in 2003, I have a stat that says permit applications dropped from 19,000 to 10,000. So basically they fell in half and the revenue would have been the same, but half the people playing tennis. Did something like that happen this year?
Our numbers are, going in terms of the amount of people who have been vying right now. It has been a slower start. We're expecting it to accelerate as the season continues. And, the first year you always expect to have, somewhat of a decline in terms of the number of people, but we are getting more revenue.
Also on the line with us is Mark McIntyre. He's the executive director of the Riverside Clay Tennis Courts, a group that manages one of the Parks Department courts there. Mark, you're on WNYC with the Assistant Parks Commissioner, Mr. Garofalo. Hi.
Good morning. Good morning, Commissioner. Hey, Mark.
Go ahead. What did you want to say? Well, Mark, you have a different idea for how you would have liked to see the fees restructured, right?
Well, yes. I shouldn't say yes. I had spoken to one of your staff earlier and said that I had wondered why they hadn't increased them incrementally over time. I think all the tennis players understand the need for an increase after so many years without one, and that because so many people the last time dropped off, that it would have made more sense to me if they had increased them, say, 20% the first year and then 20% the next year, and they wouldn't have lost so many people, and the shock of it wouldn't have been so much. So I was just wondering why they hadn't done it in that way instead of 100% in one go.
I'd like to answer that, Brian, if you don't mind. We've had basically no increase in the tennis fees for approximately 8 years now. And, we were basically trying to hold that number, at that level. But because of this year with the financial situation with the city, and it's really more, happening, it's a national phenomenon what's going on. And, we're sort of caught in the middle of that as well. So in terms of trying to keep the finances straight in the city, we're part of that whole equation. So we've been trying to struggle with that. And, one could say you could increase it every year. And, this was a year where it was necessary to increase it. Previous years, we didn't feel it was necessary, so we didn't want to increase it.
Mark, you want to tell us briefly what your organization does, maybe why people should come over to your clay courts in Riverside?
Sure. We're a nonprofit group that maintains and operates the courts in Riverside Park, the Red Clay Courts along the Hudson River, in partnership with the Parks Department. We have a very, very good relationship, and it's a sort of a model public-private partnership that we have to maintain some wonderful, wonderful tennis courts about 96th Street in the Hudson River. We have a lot of events and tournaments that we use to raise money to care for the public courts. All the tennis players in the area contribute. We raise about $300,000 a year. We have a lot of free events for the public, like tomorrow night we have an orchestra coming, the Musica Bella Orchestra of New York. We're going to perform Mozart's Jupiter and Haffner symphonies are on the lawn just north of the tennis courts.
All right.
I'd like to invite everybody. And so that's what we do. We maintain the grounds and the courts for the public.
Mark McIntyre, Executive Director of the Riverside Clay Tennis Courts. Thank you for joining us briefly. Let's go to a caller, Orla in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hello, Orla.
Hi, Brian. I just wanted to note that the cost for individual passes to play one game rather than a season pass has risen even more steeply. Last time I bought one, which granted was maybe 2 years ago, they were $7, and now it's $20 for one game. And I think it's a huge stealth tax.
How much is the single-use fee, Commissioner?
The single-use fee, Brian, is $15.
So, 15. I was told 20 when I went to buy one in Paragon.
It should be 15. I will check with Paragon and make sure it's $15.
All right. So maybe Paragon took a cut there. I don't know. You ought to check on that.
We will check that.
Why do people need paid permits at all to play tennis in New York City parks? You don't need one for soccer. You don't need one for basketball. People go and pick up games all the time of all kinds of things. Why a permit for tennis?
I think that, you know, having a permit for tennis, people, you know, come to a court and, you know, they want to use the court at that time. I think in terms, you know, in, for instance, in soccer, people do have permits for soccer fields, as they do for baseball fields or football fields as well. You know, obviously you can go out and do a, have a pickup game, you know, for soccer in soccer. But if you want the field and you want to have it for that period of time, you have to get a, you know, you would have to get a reservation.
The original question to Billie Jean King was, why didn't the USTA get involved and make a stink on behalf of middle-class tennis players around the city? And then the statement we got from the USTA this morning was that, I guess, there may have been behind-the-scenes conversations and that the spokesman would check. Did the USTA raise an objection to the fee increase?
Brian, I'm not aware of that, you know, the USTA, you know, contacted our agency, but I will check in on that. And, you know, if they have any ideas or thoughts, we would love to talk to them about it.
Well, we will leave it there. Summer park season, obviously, in full swing now. A little controversy around the amount to which the tennis permit fees have gone up. Do you want to add anything else, what you're excited about, or anything else in the park in general?
I would absolutely like to, Brian. We have a wonderful youth tennis program that's run by the City Park Foundation with the New York City Parks Department. We've got over 10,000 kids. They're at 36 sites throughout the city. All kids are welcome to come out and play. It's from 6 to 16 years of age. All you have to do is look on our website. It's free, open to everyone, and, you know, it's a great program. We run it through Chase, has been sponsoring it for a number of years. We also have a Reebok Academy at Flesh and Metal Park, and these are all programs that we run. It's for free, and we have a number of other programs that we work with, seniors, et cetera. So among these things, along with many things that we do in our rec centers, free programs and free exercise classes, you know, we welcome people to get out there, be fit, and really take advantage of all the wonderful facilities. And now that the swimming pools are going to be open, we're going to have over 2 million people at our swimming pools and 14 miles of beaches. So we welcome everyone out there. We're going to have a great summer.
Robert Garofola, Deputy Parks Commissioner for Management and Budget in New York City, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer in WNYC. And coming up next, Sarah Varrell and Ira Glass together, John Oliver even, to preview their event next week. Great speeches and other outbursts. Stay with us.